Everybody Loves an Imam. Tuesday, November 30th, 2021. Here's what we have going on. Imam, 24 minutes of, and Imam stands for every minute on the minute. So if you'll see, we have 8 minutes laid out. It's a 24-minute Imam. So we're going to do this 8-minute iteration that I've laid out 3 times, and that will come out to the 24 minutes. And in each minute, there's some amount of work assigned. You perform that amount of work in that minute, and you don't advance to the next minute until the clock actually advances. So if you had to do a, you know, 7 of something in 1 minute and it only took you 30 seconds, you don't jump to the next minute. You rest the remaining time of that minute. When the next minute pops around, you do whatever task is assigned in that minute. So for today, we've got some nice variants and some different ways to develop some pressing strength overhead, which is so useful, combined with some midline work, which all of us need. And then it's a bit of a choose your own adventure because there's a couple minutes where you're on the bike in there, and that changes the game entirely. If you bike casually, it's a casual day. If you get on the bike and you go for it, today is a day that, I mean, you could meet Pukey. I don't know, it just depends on how hard you pedal that bike. It's a choose your own adventure. And nothing's right or wrong. It's whatever your body thinks that you need today. So here's what we have. Minute 1, shoulder press. 60% of your 1 rep max. You're just getting in as many reps as you can. Use a rack if you so desire. There's a note on the bottom here that says, whatever you happen to be doing during that 1 minute, only do it for 45 seconds, rest the remaining 15 seconds in that minute. So shoulder press for 45 seconds, get what you can. Minute 2, knees to elbows for 45 seconds. Minute 3, calories on the air bike. Minute 4 is rest, personally my favorite minute. Minute 5, still pressing but with some variants, handstand push-ups. Prescribed as kipping, but feel free to do them strict. You can always do them strict. Strict is fantastic. 45 seconds. Minute 6, toes to bar. Midline, but a different way. Minute 7, that darn bike again. Calories on the air bike. Minute 8, glorious rest. So, if no bike, then row. If you don't have a bike or rower, see the limited equipment option. We've got videos showing shoulder press, knees to elbows, kipping handstand push-ups, as well as toes to bar. Super fitness robot for this. Shoulder press, 10 or more reps during that minute. Knees to elbows, 15 reps or more per minute. Calories on the air bike, 18 calories or 12 for men and women during that 45 second chunk of the minute. Handstand push-ups, 10 reps or more. Toes to bar, 15 reps or more per minute. More likely time for us normal humans. Shoulder press, 5 or more per minute, knees to elbows, 8 or more. Calories on the bike, 12 for men, 8 for women. Handstand push-ups, 5 reps or more per minute. And then toes to bar, 8 reps or more per minute. And it bears saying that those calories on the air bike, those assume that you're getting after it. Okay, even it's, remember, it's a 45-second window. So that calories on the air bike, the more likely, 12 for men and 8 for women. If I pedal casually at, let's say, 60 revolutions per minute, it will take me 60 seconds to get 12 calories, not 45 seconds. So that more likely assumes that you are pressing the gas a little bit during those 45-second windows. But like I said, if that's not what you need today, then don't worry about it. Pedal slower. Wild card option. Still a 24-minute Imam, but instead of the strict shoulder press, we have a push press at 60% for minute 1. Minute 2 is a GHD sit-up. Minute 3, still calories in the bike or rower. Minute 4, rest. Minute 5, handstand push-ups. Minute 6, toes to bar. 7, calories in the air bike or rower. Minute 8, rest. So the big change is there. Push press instead of strict press and the GHD. Video showing the push press and the GHD sit-up. Scaled option today. Shoulder press stays the same in minute 1. Minute 2 is hanging knee raises or sit-ups. Knees to elbows, we're assuming, is a bit too much. Then you get on the bike or rower. Minute 4 is the same. Then minute 5, instead of doing handstand push-ups, we have push-ups, elevated push-ups on a box or bench. You could, of course, do knee push-ups also. Minute 6, you bring in the hollow rocks or sit-ups. Minute 7's the same, minute 8's the same. So some good options there as well. We've got videos showing hanging knee raises, sit-ups, push-ups, knee push-ups, hollow rocks, the whole nine yards. Whew, the limited equipment crew. Who doesn't love dumbbell shoulder press? That's going to be minute 1. Still the knees to elbows on minute 2. Minute 3, 10-meter shuttle sprints. So you set up two cones, two whatevers, 10 meters apart. And for 45 seconds, you go down and back and down and back and down and back as many times as you can in 45 seconds. Whatever number you achieve, that's your score for that. I personally, when I run down and then back, I like to have both feet cross the line or cone, and then I reach down and touch the ground behind that line or cone with one hand before I go back. That's just how I kind of hold myself accountable, make sure I do it the same each time. Minute 4, rest. Minute 5, handstand push-ups. Minute 6, toes to bar. Minute 7, the 10-meter shuttle sprints come back. And then minute 8 is rest. We've got a video showing the dumbbell press. For the super fitness, excuse me, for the limited equipment crew, their super fitness robot scores shoulder press 10 reps or more, knees to elbows 15 or more, shuttle sprints 14 or more, 10-meter intervals, handstand push-ups 10 or more, toes to bar 15 or more. More likely, shoulder press 5 or more, knees to elbows 8 reps or more per minute, 10-meter shuttle sprints 8 or more, handstand push-ups 5 or more, toes to bar 8 or more. No equipment option. Still a 24-minute EMOM. Minute 1, push-ups. 2, V-ups. 3, 10-meter shuttle sprints. 4, rest. 5, handstand push-ups, handstand hold, or regular push-ups. Minute 6, sit-ups. Minute 7, 10-meter shuttle sprints. Minute 8, rest. So all good to go. No equipment needed whatsoever. Accessory work for the day. Optional, as always. We've got the overhead carry. You'll mark out 100 feet. Lock a pair of dumbbells, barbell, kettlebell overhead, march 100 feet with it, locked out overhead, rest, do it a second time, rest, do it a third time. Then we have an either or. You're either going to do linchpin complex number 7, which is for load. You choose the load. It is intended to be unbroken. If it's unsafe for you to do it unbroken, don't do that. Lower the loading, make good choices. But one complete complex is just one hang power clean, one hang squat clean, one shouldered overhead. That is one complete complex. We say that you'll probably do 3 to 5 complexes, depending upon your desire, resting a couple minutes between each one of those. So you can do linchpin complex number 7, or, it's not both, or for 10 minutes, practice the Bergner warm-up to improve your snatch. Fantastic drill. We've got a video showing that. Cool down and stretching for the day, 5 to 15 minutes, casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the straddle stretch, pec stretch laying on your side, and the cobra stretch for the old abs, all those accompanied by videos. Hope you enjoyed the EMOM, and I will see you back here tomorrow.